Valencia. Friday morning is here. I am Paco. This show is spontaneous. Windows on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. If you want music, 415-766-4428. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco Radio.
Like a leg in a sharpshooter, if you don't submit, streets lay spread. Where smoke covers everything, that's where we push our eyes in front of ourselves. City streets lay spread. Where smoke covers everything, that's where we push our eyes in front of ourselves. Thank you.
acá estamos, luchando con todo el dolor del mundo. Acá estamos. Agua que mata la muerte no se compra con nada.
En el mundo, tantos males por nacer, tanto viento en mi cabeza, yo ya no sé más lo que hacer, tantos locos en un loco. Malas por vencer, tanta gente sin saber, la que algún día va a caer, la que algún día va a caer.
No estamos solos.
Chris, your tutor's here. Chris! Chris, your holy shit. What the hell is that?
My destiny.
Chris, just because your mom liked to get a little freaky now.
I know what my role is in this, Javier. My dad was a crime boss, so it just makes sense. I'm a supervillain. It's evolution.
Come on, just put those things down before you hurt somebody, Chris.
That's not my name.
Red Mist?
Red Mist was my superhero name. Henceforth, I'll be known as the Motherfucker.
Uncle Ralph's not gonna be happy about this, Chris.
That's not my name.
I'm not calling you that, forget it.
Javier, you worked for my dad. Then you worked for my mom. Now you work for me. I'm probably the richest kid in New York City, but if you don't like that, Find yourself another motherfucking job, okay?
Yo, kick ass!
Man, am I glad to see you.
Is there anything I can do to help, sir?
Yeah, I was hoping you could help me get a million hits on YouTube. Come on!
Run, kick-ass! Run! Jersey Shore, motherfucker!
Hey, watch! Not interested in a fair fight!
That is not a fair fight! Team meeting tomorrow! I'll email you the address! Beware Dr. Gravity!
You have to admire the doctor's enthusiasm. I couldn't wait to meet his friends.
Hands in the air, spring roll. Empty the register and don't do anything stupid. Come on! Hey, where are your security cameras?
We don't have them.
Seriously? Too expensive.
What the fuck? How is this gonna go viral?
You want to be filmed?
Shut up and just get on the ground. And you better tell people the motherfucker was here.
What's wrong with you, boy?
Get on the 4-2, Gandalf, or I will bust a cap in your ass.
You're gonna bust your own face when that gun kicks if you don't hold it properly.
Just get on the ground! God! Will you hurry up?
I told you.
No!
Go!
It's amazing! I feel so alive! I know who I am. I know why I'm here. I'm gonna fuck this world up! They will know the motherfucker's name! You gotta find me some badass MMA types to train me, okay? Like a Chuck Liddell or whoever. Fuck, I don't care how much it costs. I just wanna be able to kill Kick-Ass with my bare hands. I gotta tweet about this.
Get some!
Yeah. You got this, motherfucker!
You really think he's got a shot?
I wouldn't take his money if I didn't.
Yeah?
MMA is like chess. It's all about the moves.
Okay.
And your boy really knows his stuff.
Time to die, asshole.
You all right?
Oh, cool. Oh, good jab. Nice jab, buddy.
Come on, stay loose, baby. Walk it off.
Shit! Oh, you broke my leg.
Come on.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break, guys. Come on.
Street rules, bitch. Shut. Get this girl off me.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? You all right, Chris? You all right, buddy?
Get off me. I was winning.
No, you were crying.
You know what? Screw this. My superpower is that I'm rich as shit. Hey, you want to work for me, huh? You want to beat people up for me?
Sure.
All right. Let's get you a mask and a costume, and we will call you Black Death.
Whoa. You don't think that's just a little bit incredibly racist?
I don't give a shit. I want you to put the word out that I'm willing to pay top dollar for every hired hitter in town.
Come on, let's just talk about it first.
Money talks. You wanted me to be my own man. This is what it looks like.
All right. I'll make some calls.
Yes! Anybody else want to be a supervillain? Promise I'd pay better than Chuck Little Dick Liddell.
Did you call me?
Huh? No, man. He took a hit for the hate. He doesn't know what he's saying.
I've been sitting.
Yeah.
Sebastian, straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. RadioValencia.fm. Broadcasting from the studio in the mission. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online, on the streets, in space. Radio Valencia, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Community radio at its best. Let it shine. We're here, and it's possible to be part of the station, part of the team, part of the dream. Email station at radiovalencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at radiovalencia.fm. Be in front of the scenes. Be behind the scenes. Be in the middle of the scene. Friday morning is here. My name is Faco. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. Episode 702. So much music, so little time. Music you just heard. The legendary, no doubt. And it's funny when a song, it's not funny, but you know, it's interesting. When a, like, the only way I knew that song, I was trying to find that song, and I kept saying, you know, no doubt, don't let it go away. And I couldn't find anything. Then I realized that song name is called New, N-E-W, New, you know? And it's not even new. It's the year 2000, 25 years ago, guys. No doubt, still sounds great with the song New. Before that, we had something from Kick-Ass 2, The Villain. A.K.A. Motherfucker. So there you go. Before that, we also had music from the homie. I've been playing this music for a long time. Manu Chao. Tantas Tierras was the name of the track, Manu Chao. Before that, we had a nice long track from a band called F, E-F, and the song, Hello Scotland, the 20th anniversary. Ooh. And we started off the whole set with new music from The Hallucination, Path of the Babyface. And the song was called sharpshooter. And that started with the Bret the Hitman Hart quote. Sounded so good. And let's see, that was Northern Cree, The Hallucination, and Bret Hitman Hart. And the song was called Sharpshooter. Amazing. Remarkable. The Hallucination is formerly known as A Tribe Called Red. But I think they changed their name to The Hallucination now. And one of the reasons why I know that band is because of an old DJ who used to come after me, Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus, I think, where's he at now? He moved somewhere. I want to say New Mexico, but I could be wrong. But shouts out to Sweet Jesus. He was the man. He was cool. Shouts out to him with the show Radio Coyote. Awesome. Hey, you guys want some behind the scenes? Here's some behind the scenes stuff with the with Sweet Jesus. This is back in the days, man. You know, this is back when you needed a cannabis card to get cannabis. You know, that cannabis card that I had brought me so many friends. And I remember I was getting cannabis. I was getting some greenery for Sweet Jesus. I was like, okay, this is back in the day, guys. And I go to the cannabis club. He's like, okay, I'll pay you when you come back. I was like, okay, I'll go get it for you. So I get them, you know, and it's $100. And I fronted him the cash, okay? And this is a time where, you know, I was so poor, man. That $100 meant so much to me. But because he was my friend, I was like, I'm going to do it for you. No problem, dude. He's my boy. I know him, you know. So I front him the $100. I get his weed. I come back. He's like, all right, man, I'm going to write you this check. I'm like, what check? Dude, I don't even have a bank account right now. Dog, I was so poor, man. I was a cash-only individual, man. And I fronted him the cash, right? And he's like, I'm going to write you a check. What check? You know? We can't do a check here, man. Dude, I don't even have a bank account. And I don't want to go to the check cashing place so they can take their 10-15%, whatever it was that they were taking out of the check. I go, dude, there's no Faco don't take checks right now, okay? You know what I'm saying? Oh, really? I go, yeah, man, yeah, dude, come on, bro. He's like, oh, that's all I got. I felt so bad, man, but I was so poor. That $100 meant so much. That was going to get me through the month, that $100, you know. I was going to stretch that out, man. And, dude, I couldn't take the check, man. And I was like, dude, I can't take no check, man. And I need this money. I didn't hear nothing about, Faco, I'm going to write you a check once you bring me the weed. I didn't hear nothing about that. So I was like, dog, I can't give you this weed. I'm going to give you a pinch, though. Here's a pinch. You're my boy. So, you know, here's a pinch. I want you to smoke, man. But I can't give you this $100 worth of weed, man. Now I got to go flip this on the street, man, and hopefully make even a little money, maybe, man. Because I know some kids in Palo Alto, they're just getting out of high school. I could sell it to them for $150. You know, but I couldn't take his check, man. And guess what? I'm sure his check was good. It's gonna cash. But, dude, I was a cash-only Mexican. C-O-M, man. C-O-M, dude. I couldn't do it, dude. I gave him a pinch. was like, here you go. Here's a pinch, man. I know how it is not having greenery, man. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? Here's a pinch just for you, you know? And a good pinch, not a little tiny pinch, a real big pinch, man. I couldn't take the check, man. Hey, that check was good. I know, you know, Sweet Jesus is a good person, and he's got a bank account. But Faco didn't have a bank account. I didn't get a bank account till I was in my 40s, guys. I was a cash only human. You know, I felt so bad. But at the same time, you know, it was one of those, dude, what am I going to walk around with this piece of paper for? I don't want to go to the liquor store, some random liquor store where they Xerox copy my ID 7 times, call it in, and they're going to take 20% because it's my first time going there. Get out of here, man. I was a cash and checks place for a while. Shoot, I can remember 1998, guys. I didn't have a bank account then. And I had to cash this $50 check, man. And then I had to make an ID with them. I didn't even have a California ID, guys. And I had to make an ID with this check cashing place. They took my picture, they laminated it, and it was just an ID that I got from that cash checking place, man. This is El Camino and Wolf in Sunnyvale, California. This is 1998. This is the all or nothing days, guys. The late 90s. And I had to get an ID through them. And it was one of those crappy laminated IDs. And for a while, that was my only ID. That was the only proof of ID that I had for like the next 5 years after that. And guess what? It got me into strip clubs, guys. Well, what do you mean you don't have a California ID? That's the only ID I got. How come you don't have a California ID? Because I haven't been to the DMV yet, man. Well, how do you drive? I take the bus. What do you want from me? You know, here's my ID. You see that picture? You see me? That's me. You see all that info? That's me. You know, and it got me through places. Even by the cops would check me out and they're, you need to get yourself an ID. Well, here's one ID. This isn't an official ID. Well, why can't I cash my check then? Next time I see you, you better have an ID. Well, you're not going to see me next time, big dog. You know, because Young Fock was a cash-only industry for a while. You know, but hey, guess what? I wasn't robbing. I wasn't stealing. You know, so I knew I wasn't going to go with the cops. And again, man. But it got me to bars sometimes. Not all the time, sometimes. Now, it won't. Don't even think about doing that. I don't even think cash checking places do that anymore. You know, who else gives an ID these days besides the DMV? You got maybe a work ID. You got a real ID. A U.S. citizen ID, green card ID, and you got a passport, driver's license, identification card. You know, the last I remember is cash checking places giving out IDs, but this is old information. I could see like maybe cannabis clubs back in the day, they would get their own ID, make you an ID. I think Malibu Grand Prix, do I remember that they had their own IDs? You know, if you guys know, go on Chatterbox or email me. It's Faco at gmail.com. It's Faco on X, ITSFACO. It's Faco at gmail.com. Or you can give me a call, 415-766-4428. Who else is giving IDs these days? You know? And let somebody know you're going to write them a check, too, before the transaction. Give them the check courtesy. Yeah, I'm going to have to write you a check. Can you spot me, though? You know, and let them decide if they can. I felt so bad, though, when my boy Sweet Jesus, he's like, okay, I'll pay you back. Let me give you a check. And I was like, what check? Doug, you know, this is the Cannabis Club days. You needed a medical card to walk in. It wasn't luxurious now where you could just walk in with your state ID. You know, and that's all you needed. You had to get your medical recommendation renewed every year. They'd ask you questions. Why do you need cannabis? Why do you need to be taking marijuana? You know, so that's how it goes, guys. Who else is giving IDs? Am I missing somebody besides, you know, official, you know, states? I know I'm missing somebody. If there's another business, there's cigar lounges, right? I know there's cigar lounges that you become a part of, like cigar clubs. Like I worked at this cigar shop in Santana Row, San Jose, land of the rich, land of the treasures, land of the coin, Santana Row, San Jose, cigar shop. I worked there for 6 hours. Too much smoke. They were smoking cigars inside. Too much smoke. I didn't last more than 6 hours. One shift, I was like, dude, I quit. I can't be inhaling this smoke for 40 hours, man. You got 6 hours of my life. That's all you're going to get. But with cigar shops, the way around people smoking in cigar shops is that it's a club. It's a member thing. And you become a member. And it's like an exclusivity thing. And that's what allows them to smoke cigars in the store, in the shop. You know, it's a club. So it's not a business. It's a club now. I think that's the rule. So my guess, a cigar shop like that, they probably got ID cards. They make their own ID cards. You know? That's maybe one of the last ones. Besides work, you know, besides when you work, you need your employee ID. I don't know who else is giving IDs anymore, guys. I don't think cash checking places are. But you guys let me know if you know. 415-766-4428 to everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. All right, enough of me. Let's get back into the music. Shouts out to all. We've got music from all over this wonderful universe. It's Farco@gmail.com. It's Farco on X. Handle me. We've got the music coming through to your brains right now. We've got new music coming in right now. Shouts out to all. This is Blood Cultures with the song Empty Lands. Blood Cultures is the name of the band. Song Empty Lands coming in now. Shouts out to all. Radio Valencia.